Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
And our assignment from yesterday was, imagine that someone else is going away. What do you do? What do you want them to do? Record and listen. And here is our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you?
Ashwini?
Hello?
Hello? Who's this? Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Sorry, Sherry. It's interesting, but here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. Me. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Who's this?
Oh, sorry. It's Karen in Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Karen.
Hi. Yeah, well, I love this question, and I want people to be happy. I want them to feel when they're going away like they have permission. I want to be a supportive friend. When I hear someone's going away, I'm just like, go have fun and have an adventure and come back and tell me about it.
Uh-huh.
One of my neighbors is moving. I'm sad to see her go, I mean, but I was like really aware of, like, I want also to be like, wow, that's cool that you're free to sell your house and go. That's
she wants. This is something she wants to do. She's not being evicted or.
No. No, she's just ready to for something else.
Yeah. Yeah. And yes. And so you can be happy for her, even though you will miss her. Both of those things can be true at the same time, can't they?
Yeah, and I could feel the little whiny. Like, I feel myself, like, be a little, like, wanting to whine a little bit. Like, aw, I like having you two doors down.
Uh-huh. Well, and again, according to ego, you know, it has to be either or. Because ego is the world of duality, right? So it's got to be either or, and there's a right way to be and a wrong way to be. And so we can't feel two things at the same time, two things over the same, or two or more things over the same event, right? Because you could also be excited about who might move in. It might be your new best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So all kinds of things can be happening at once. But according to that voice in the head, you need to have one experience, and it needs to be the right one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so there's a lot of freedom in getting to have, like, multiple experiences. You know, like I'm actually really inspired by her. And she's going to not be far away. She's going to be in the same city. And I don't know. There's just, yeah. So that was kind of the main thing was I want, when people go away, to be, to celebrate it. And to have a feeling of, like, good, go have an adventure. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes. And if we're really honest, don't we also want to know that we'll be missed?
Yeah.
So, which again,
a little bit of that. Yeah.
Yeah, has such a bad reputation. But, you know, if we're getting ready to, so in this case, I'm getting ready to move out of the area, out of my neighborhood, and everybody seems just ecstatic for me to go. It's like the voice is going to start sliding in there with, huh.
Well, maybe they didn't like you.
Yeah, I bet they never liked you. I bet they never wanted you there in the first place. Now everybody's really happy. So, again, we can see the benefit of allowing the whole range of experience that's available to us to be there for us and for everybody else.
Yeah, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. I'm just seeing it like a flower with multiple petals.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and ego, if we carried it to that extreme, ego would say, you need to decide which is the right petal and have that petal on the flower, and all the rest need to go. And we can see what a sad reality that would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, good. Good. So you can now celebrate the full range of human expression.
I just want to say I really like that, because I think I was pushing the little whining, like, I don't want you to move. I like you. That was like, I was kind of trying to push that away, and now I get to see that I can actually have that too.
Yes,
that actually
yes.
feels really good to my inner child to be like, just be a little bit of pouty, you know, about seeing my friend leave.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like
yeah,
that.
Sad. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Now you get
yeah.
to enjoy
okay.
it all. Thank you, Karen.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
You know, Sherry, the thing that drops in for me, we've been looking at it a lot recently on retreat, that when we look at the attributes of ego, it's so helpful, right? Because then we can see that they're ego attributes and have actually nothing to do with life. And the particular mm-hmm. attribute, I think, that was up in the conversation with Karen is that mutually exclusive, either or, duality mm-hmm. orientation, where it's this or this. But to get mm-hmm. that life is a giant and, that there's
yeah.
all experiences in life, and there is no need to make trade-offs or decide on which is the only experience, because it's possible to have all experiences.
Yeah.
And to be the awareness that can contain things that feel oxymoronic, like if this is true, this cannot also be true. Well, in life, actually, that is possible. And only in life is it possible.
Yes. Well, and when you make that point, it is the way it is. Not only is it possible, mm-hmm. that's how it mm-hmm. is. Because
yes.
if when we step back, what we get is everything in life is happening.
Yes.
So to
yes.
say one is and one isn't is just plain silly, because obviously life can contain everything. It does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's such an inclusive orientation.
Yes.
As opposed to ego, which is an exclusive orientation, where when the focus is on only it, then there is that ignorance of all that is, which is why we want to mm-hmm. practice awareness, which is aware of all of everything, not
mm-hmm.
ignoring something, which is what ego is. It ignores. It causes us
yeah.
to ignore all for just it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is that line from the... What is that line the Buddha said? That suffering is caused by ignorance
mm-hmm.
of our true nature.
Yes.
Ego ignores authenticity, and so we mm-hmm. suffer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello?
They're unmuting.
Hello.
I can feel it. You're
Hello.
Unmuting.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this? Uh-oh.
Hello.
We hear
hello,
you.
Hello. Oh, good. Hey.
Who is it? Who's
Linda.
This?
It's Linda.
Hey, Linda. Hey there. Good. Good
I'm
to hear you.
Good to hear you, too. Let's see. So I have to admit I hadn't really done this one, but it's very something that I deal with a lot, where because I'm coming and going a lot. So what it leads me to is the whole, you know, like when somebody doesn't react the way you want them to, your feelings get hurt, and then that leads
mm-hmm.
me to the thing about expectations. Like I've been thinking a lot lately about, or I had some kind of epiphany the other day about, you know, quit having expectations.
Uh-huh.
Because that frees that person up to be happy. You know, if you constantly expect stuff from somebody, then you're sort of making them feel bad all the time.
Yeah, and yourself.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. And that's really interesting, isn't it? Because, again, one of the great difficulties of with assumption and expectation is we don't realize that they're there until they're not met.
Right.
Right. So I'm going along. I don't know that I'm expecting you to be a certain way until you're not. And then it gets really clear. And so rather than not having expectations, which as far as I can tell is pretty darn impossible, we can start recognizing them for what they are. Right. So each time, instead what you're saying, I project, is instead of going to that hurt feelings, disappointed, sad, angry, whatever it follows that, to just realize, oh, that was an expectation setup.
Right. And then sort of just ignore it, kind of. That was just acknowledge that it was, just become aware of it.
Yeah, that it was a lie. It was under the radar. I didn't recognize it, but I don't have to go along with it as soon as I realize that it's a bamboozle. I was set up again. And especially, Linda, when we're working with a piece of karma that, as you say, is around a lot.
Right.
That's what makes it so helpful for us, because it's not like it happens once every 5 years and it just, you know, comes out of nowhere.
Plenty of chances to practice.
Plenty of chances to practice, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And again, ego would like to make that a negative, but it's not, is it? Because you want to get to the other side of it, because you don't want to have this same experience over and over and over.
Right, because I want to make it where this person and myself can both be happy. And,
yes,
you know, I happen to be a person I'm married to, and it's been a long time, so probably they're not going to change and suddenly start doing something different. So,
God. Yeah, yes. You know, the Lucy and Charlie Brown cartoon, you know, where she talks him into trying to kick the football, and then at the last second she pulls it out of the way and he falls on his bottom, right? And he goes for it over and over and over and over. He never learns. And I think the reason that cartoon had such a long, I don't know, maybe it's still long, I don't know, but had such a long shelf life is because we knew that that's how we're operating. Yeah. So, no, he's probably not going to have some sort of giant change. But when you are different, who knows what possibilities there are?
That's true, too. You take the pressure off, then that can change how he feels about, you know, and
everything.
If nothing else, it makes him happier or whatever. Yeah. Maybe. I project.
Maybe. Well, you'll get to see, right? You'll get to see, but it'll make one person happier, and that's really the only person that you can do anything about.
It's the truth. I totally agree with that, yeah. Only person you can change is yourself, yeah.
That, exactly.
Okay.
All right, well, let us know, okay?
Okay.
Don't lose sight of this one just because we move on to another exercise.
Oh, very good. Yes, I should do this one every day. I'm putting it on my recorder right now.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Ashwini. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Linda. You know, Sherry, the thing that dropped in for me around that is that expectations, when they're not met, I mean, it's actually an indication of how not present to how it is we are. And since we're doing a practice of presence, that when I recognize that I am reacting to an unmet expectation, that I have an expectation, it's that thank you to, oh, what I'm really doing here is to be here for how it is.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the cartoon with Charlie Brown, I mean, I think life
gives us those experiences over and over again so that we will unconditionally accept life how it is, not how we want it to be or expect it to be.
When you laid that out like that, I realized for myself that every time I have that one of those indications that I was going along with an assumption, with an expectation, that's the only reason I would ever react to anything. Because I thought I didn't think it was going to be that way.
Yes.
Which is really helpful, isn't it?
I mean, yes, and then if we're going for being in the present, then every one of those is going to be a message for us that, well, I'm only having this experience because I wasn't here for what was actually happening.
Yeah. And if you put it on top of what you were talking about with Karen, that doesn't mean you couldn't feel disappointed or any of those things, because it's an and experience in life. It just is a clue to where I'm not present, and I can have whatever experience I'm having in the moment.
Yes. And see that.
And see that. There's no deprivation in it at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's so fun. Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. Hang on, they don't seem to want to unmute.
Well, a lot of us have a habit of double muting, so sometimes it takes a little while.
Yeah, let me see if this... I'm just going serially down the list, and hopefully this one will work.
Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Ramita. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini.
Hey, Ramita.
I feel so fortunate. I got to talk with Ashwini last night, and I'm still reverberating with an event I had yesterday, which ties in very clearly with what we're talking about. I had an expectation of someone helping me last night when I was in a really difficult emotional space, and it was not met. And that sort of increased what I'm thinking of as like an emotional squall. And I was able to find a spot of unconditional acceptance for this human, what I was going through, and the mentor just being there with compassionate presence.
So if I'm tracking this, life in its infinite wisdom and compassion set up an experience for you where what you thought was going to take care of you didn't happen, and you were actually driven to the mentor.
Yes. It was, and I'm still feeling the warmth and the connection and the healing that took place in that process. And, to hear your suggestion of, how life, anytime there's that, I'm going to be more sensitive to that now because of that experience, that, what am I expecting out there? What is trying to pull me out of this moment into seeking satisfaction someplace where it can never happen?
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's it, isn't it? Some place where it can never happen. Because I think this is what you're pointing at, you can tell me. No matter how much somebody loves us and wants to be there for us and take care of us and protect us and whatever they've got going, nobody else can.
No.
It's
exactly what's in the peace quote today.
I haven't seen it yet. What is
can
it?
Can I read it to you?
Oh, yeah, please.
It's a love we can lose is not love. A clearer way to depict that is a love we can lose is not capital L, capital O, capital V, capital E. If we don't have unconditional love, we don't have love at all. Are we likely to receive unconditional love from another human being? No. Much as we might try, unconditional love is challenging for humans to get to. Which brings us to what the Buddha encouraged us to consider. Only we can find unconditional love in and for ourselves. When we have that when we know the love that is, we know that's what we are and what everything is. We have what we've been seeking and what has been seeking us. Receiving that, we know that love is all there is. We couldn't lose it if we tried.
We couldn't lose it if we tried. And God knows ego tries to get us to lose it, right?
Yeah, looking in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first from the Beatles to then I can't remember what that guy's name is. But, yeah, looking for love in all the wrong places. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that, and the difference between the small letter Hallmark card kind of love that we're so conditioned to, and then that mm-hmm. unconditional love that is what is, the true nature of all that is, and to realize that we're never anywhere else. We are always unconditionally loved, and we have the ability to experience that directly.
Yes, yes. And how common it is to have these expectations of a certain kind of relationship. It's supposed to meet these needs, and I'm supposed to look there for that. And what a setup that is.
Mm-hmm.
I have, after that experience yesterday, I have a greater appreciation for what my partner is capable of and what how unrealistic my expectations are.
Yes, and the next piece of it that I bet you've gotten to, because you're a good practitioner, is if I want unconditional love, if that's the experience that I want and that's what I want to receive, that's what I've got to embrace him in. Because
mm-hmm.
that's the yes. only way I'm ever going to have it. And those times when we disappoint one another are such an opportunity for us to practice that.
Yes, yes. And life, in its infinite compassion, provides all of these opportunities.
Yes. It's so good, isn't it? Which we can see when we're on the completely embraced by the mentor and unconditional love side of it. Not so easy to see when I'm in a pit and hoping this person who's supposed to be there for me in these situations is gonna come and save me.
Exactly.
But that's where our practice is.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you,
Ashwini. Thank you, Ramita.
Thanks, Ramita. Can you hear me, Sherry?
Can.
All right. I'm going to bring on our next caller because we have time for one more. Here we go.
All right.
Next caller,
good.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, double muted. Sorry. Hi, it's Jen in Rhinebeck.
Hey, Jen.
Hi. So this is a great topic because I was supposed to be going out of town tomorrow for about 12 or 13 days. And so I love how earlier in the conversation, the idea of expectations came into it because a couple days ago I started with another migraine cycle. So I get these headaches that come and go over a period of like anywhere from 3 to 6 days, and it's kind of unpredictable mm-hmm. how they happen. So now I'm not going to be able to go. So there's just been so much to look at around, mm-hmm. Preparing to leave and then stopping preparations and then telling people about the parts of the trip that I'm not going to be able to do and all of that. So it's been like a full workshop of its own, pretty much.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you sound like there's some degree of equanimity with it?
I think so. I mean, I and perhaps that's because the first part of the trip was to see my family, which was something that I,
You're not
maybe
completely
I'm not that
sorry
upset
to
have to cancel.
Uh-huh.
Although there is certainly an element of, I haven't told them yet that I'm not coming. Partly I was waiting to see if there was going to be another migraine this morning, and there was. So it's like, I really, yeah, I just need to not go. Also, especially since I'm not at the top of my game, you know?
Right.
Like, it wouldn't be going
a vulnerable time to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, but there is, you know, after that, I'm going to my next, 9 days of Feldenkrais training. So that is not something I'd want to miss. So that's interesting to see, like, if this goes into the weekend and I have to go late to that or, you know, miss some of that, how the feelings will be different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is partly why I appreciated what you were saying before, the first caller, I think, about the, you know, the different petals of the flower. It's like, oh, and I can feel this about this, and I can feel that about this, and I can have all these different experiences of sort of bundled up in this one thing that's happening.
Yes, and because you've been practicing for a while, you can practice not going with the voices talking to you about this, but instead staying with the various, I don't even know what we want to call them, I guess experience, because it's just the word that covers all of these things.
Right.
But whatever arises in the moment, you can be with that and see that without getting pulled into a conversation about what arises means.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, there can be an insight, mm-hmm. like the one you had, that, well, perhaps canceling the first part of this trip is not being perceived as a complete tragedy because I didn't really want to do that in the first place. And then, of course, the voices want to kick in with that and make it mean all of this stuff.
And it's my mom's birthday tomorrow, so, you know, like, going to be canceling on a birthday. So yeah, it's like the fallout, the potential fallout is kind of big for that one.
So
I also feel like
all the petals. You also feel like,
mm-hmm. I was gonna say, I also feel like, you know, I'm tired. I'm napping a lot, in and out of the headaches. You know, I have medication that takes the headache, the edge of the headache off, but it's like, it has to go through this cycle. So I can, you know, I could push through, which is what I would have done 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would have made it work, made it happen, because the fear of disappointing would have been too big. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, wow, that would be such an unkind thing to do to this person,
mm-hmm.
To put her in that situation when she's not, she hasn't taken a shower in 3 days, you know,
to
make her get in the car and drive 5 hours and go into that scenario and all of that. It's like, I'm sorry if my mom's going to be disappointed, and, that's not really for me to manage, I think.
Exactly. And that's another one. The choice is not between, well, who cares about her anyway, and racked with guilt and remorse that you can't do this. She can have whatever experience she has, and you can be open to that and compassionate, sympathetic, because we all know those places. It doesn't have to mean anything about you or how you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't mean I have to mortgage my own health or well-being to accommodate that. Yeah.
Exactly. Because we can see what a setup that is. I mean, if you're going to sacrifice yourself in that way, it better be good.
Right.
And the odds are, no, it won't be.
It's not going to be. Exactly.
Yeah.
So true. And ironically, this whole, you know, having these migraines, it's like when I have them, I do so much practice because I literally just lay there all day and listen. And I listen to guided meditations on self-compassion. And, you know, I just work with myself so much. And it's like I see so much when I go through these episodes that it's, I'm not going to say I look forward to them.
Right.
But there's something about them that's rich.
Yes. It's very helpful. Again, life requiring us to do what we would not be willing to do for ourselves. It's kind of a painful way to do it. And yet, if it gets you there, hey.
Yeah.
Well, you take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you.
I know you will.
Thank you, Ashley.
All right.
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Go happy.
Go happy. I was just going to get. I was going to make a comment about here. It's raining in California, and of course, we all get hysterical when it rains in California, and yet the technology seemed to thrive. But I might have prepared to speak too soon because I fear we've lost Ashwini.
Sherry, can you hear me?
There you are.
Oh, all right. I was actually muted. I was talking along about what a wonderful conversation that was. But how about I just read the assignment?
Okay. Oh, gosh. All right. Lay it on us.
And so it's the reverse of what we looked at. Imagine that someone else is going away. What do you do? What do you want them to do? Record and listen. Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. That was somebody else. That's what we just did, isn't it? I thought the next one was going to be, I'm going away. Did we already do
that's
I'm going away?
That was yesterday. Imagine that you're going away. What do you do, and what do you want others to do? And today, imagine that someone else is going away.
Oh, I must have heard it wrong. Okay, all right. So,
all right.
Help me out again. Today, I'm going away?
Or today, you're going away?
Okay.
But anyway.
Okay, got it. All right, very good. All right, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. Talk to you soon. Go happy, treasure yourself.
Sure.